is like a hurricane. Get in, duck bird, race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur, might solve a mystery.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the motherfucking Minority Sports Report. I am Big Black, and this is motherfucking Jay Snog over here.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Talking to you simultaneously because we're both in studio today.
I'm in studio.
Word.
Because there was, it wasn't a snowstorm last night.
No snowstorm, so we got him in studio. I did have a little chat with our third correspondent person, first correspondent guy, we had a little he had called in earlier and I recorded that conversation we had, so we'll listen to that in a little bit. But this is the week of the NFL Pro Bowl, where all the losers go to play.
Hey, it's magical. The beloved red shirts versus the hated blue shirts in Orlando. They got to go to Harry Potter World, but we didn't see that because it was on ABC. So they all went to Disney World. But you know, some of them went to Harry Potter World.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
But it was a Pro Bowl-tastic game. My beloved Redshirts pulled it out from a 17-point deficit to win 24-21, I think.
24-23.
1 point to take home the fabulous cash prize. I think they get like 40 grand each.
Yeah, 40, 46 grand, something like that.
Yeah, Yeah, so that happened.
But yeah.
Everybody was excited. Sean Payton was there. Mike Tomlin was there.
All the losers, man.
All the teams that aren't going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, it was nice to see like the bigger names involved. And you know, it wasn't like your starting quarterback was, you know, I don't know, Alex Smith.
Fucking Derek Carr.
Carr,
all I saw.
Yeah, Carr had some nice
won the game.
No, it was
he won the game.
They were having fun.
AFC, baby.
AFC. I was having fun. It was good. Von Miller sealed it for the AFC.
Sealed the deal.
With a strip sack. So he won defensive MVP, I guess.
Yeah.
So he's won it in the Super Bowl and the Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl and Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
Yo, that's kind of like, that's honestly like those, that's kind of dope.
he's very good. In case you forgot that Von Miller was very, very good.
He's very good. He's very like good. Barry Zuckerhorn.
But yeah, I don't know. The highlight for me was watching a sideline reporter fruitlessly try to interview Drew Brees' children, who were the ball boys.
Oh.
And at one point, Drew's like, oh, talk to so-and-so. He speaks the best. And I'm like, oh, okay. But then while she's like talking to the kid, and the kid's doing fine, she's like, I heard you had to do an interview with Sean Payton. There he was like, yes, ma'am. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then his brothers start fucking fighting each other. In the background and like wrestling, and like Drew's like, I told you to knock it off.
Oh my god.
The reporter's like, we talked about this. Don't do this, boys.
That is fucking wild.
Yeah. And I was just like, wow, kids, oh man, you're going to be like teenagers, and one of your friends is going to be like, hey, look at you being assholes on national television 10 years ago.
Be like, oh, Jay, that was fucking you guys.
I was five. What do you want from me?
Oh man.
But yeah, that was my Pro Bowl highlight. I was flipping back and forth actually from Pro Bowl, and the NHL All-Star Game.
That was a nice little drum roll there.
Yeah, it was.
My Pro Bowl experience was fast forward times three, sometimes four on the DVR to watch us. Bro, I watched for like, okay, everybody, not just bro here, okay?
Brass.
Yo, it was fucking ridiculous. I'm like, as soon as they touched someone, the refs blew the whistle. Like, Fort Parker, that's enough. Like, it was a fucking joke, man. I'm never watching the Pro Bowl again. That's the most Pro Bowl I've ever watched in my life. I'm not even kidding. And I'm like, this is a fucking joke.
John loves exhibition football. We all love exhibition football.
Exhibition football.
Yeah, I mean, I watched it. I mean, I probably watched it more. I definitely watched it more than you did. I guess, for sure. But I actually found the NHL All-Star Game a lot more interesting to watch.
So. We're about to talk about hockey for more than like 30 seconds.
More than 30 seconds. I'll give our listeners a rundown of
how they did it. Because I didn't watch it and I have no idea how this works. So do tell, sir. Yeah.
So they divide it up into the divisions. So there's four divisions in hockey. And they take the all-stars from each division and then they play 3-on-3 tournament style for 2 periods, 10 minutes each. And they, the Central and Pacific play each other, and then the Metro and Atlantic play each other.
Metropolitan
and the Atlantic divisions, and then the winners of that play each other.
Okay.
But it was interesting because the hockey was really fast because, you know, it was just three people on the ice.
Right.
Three people and the goalie on the ice. I saw Nathan MacKinnon, Avalanche, my beloved black shirts. Ooh. Did not advance past the first round.
Oh, that sucks.
But I watched that. That was fun. But it was interesting. It was interesting. And I liked the way they did it. I liked that it was something like really different, you know?
So you're telling me, Mr. Football here, that I watched the wrong All-Star game.
You did. Okay. I think you did. I think, okay. John and I actually texted earlier today about this. I was shocked that the NHL would put on the All-Star game opposite the Pro Bowl. But quite frankly, I would, if that's the option next year, I'm definitely watching the All-Star game more.
That's crazy because I, like you said, I said they are stupid for trying to go up against the NFL. And then I watched the Pro Bowl and was like, damn, they're not stupid. They're fucking smart. Because from what you're describing, I already feel like I had a better time listening to that than I did fast forwarding through all the Pro Bowl game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge hockey fan. I enjoy hockey. Mostly, you know, like just the Avalanche and playoffs. But I had fun watching it. It was cool. They had Alex Ovechkin and Sidney Crosby on the same team and on playing together at the same time.
That's pretty crazy.
That was like really cool because I was like, wow, you know, even as like a, you know, relative layman to hockey, you know, I know that those are the two biggest players and, you know, getting to see them play together on the same team to try to score a goal. That's really cool. And they did, like, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like. And, like, I don't know. What bothered me about the Pro Bowl was, like, Mike Tomlin was like, well, I'm going to put as many players from the same team together, you know, playing at the same time because, you know, they know each other. And I get the logic behind that. But also, like, I don't need to see that. I get to see Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown play together all the time.
Fucking, yeah, that's real,
like,
shit.
You know, that's not something I'm like, ooh, wow, oh, you know. Like, no, that's not the entire point of the Pro Bowl would be, you know, seeing like Derek Carr throw to Antonio Brown.
Right, or, right.
You know, but it's like, yo, Ben Roethlisberger's like playing with Antonio Brown and then you're going to pull them at the same time. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit.
You
know,
I get it, Tom, Mike, you're taking it seriously and you want to win the game. But come on, it's for the fans, man.
Right, it is for the fans, man. It is. Like, and it was not for me, bro. How is that game for me? Nobody was fucking playing. There was like a few in my fast-forwarding adventure of the Pro Bowl.
Uh-huh.
It seemed like Mark Ingram was really trying to play.
No, I mean, they took like it like Summit seriously. Dudes, it was just like, but you know, it's like, let's not get hurt, you know?
Yeah, that's, I'm like, bro.
And that's, you know, and I get that. I definitely get that.
I get that as a human being, but as a person, and it's your job to play football, I expect a certain product to be had. Yeah, even with the NBA All-Star game, which I'm going to watch because those shits are always fun. There's always some kind of magic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, like,
the Pro Bowl doesn't have it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think their fault is trying to play like real football. Don't play real football. Make it like a flag football game and like, or, you know,
that's kind of how it was with no tackling.
Yeah, but like make it a flag football game where you have like, okay, if you throw 50 yards, you get, you know, an extra, you know, you extra 2 points or something like that. And like, or if you throw in this,
make it like NFL Blitz.
Yeah. Just make it like a crazy video game where it's like, okay, like if you catch the ball and run it in backwards, you know, or like, you know,
no, that's real shit though. The skills competition, speaking of, is way more entertaining to watch leading up to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
I feel like that shit's cool as fuck.
But, like, I don't know. Make it, like, just, like, the NHL, I like what they did. Because that's, like, it's hockey, but it's, like, this weird, like, sped-up version that, you know.
It's an arcade version.
Yeah. And it's
like, literally a video game version of hockey, 3-on-3.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you do when you're playing an arcade version of a hockey game. It's 3-on-3 because it's faster and it's more entertaining.
Yeah, maybe do, like, 6-man flag.
Yeah, because like I'm still with 11 because the football field is kind of wide. And with hockey, you can cover way more ground with skates, you know?
That's true.
So I feel like it might work with 6, but like it just, I feel like it'd just be too much empty space. And it would distract me, honestly. Like, damn, there's nobody even out there. Why the fuck am I watching this?
You know? Yeah, I mean, but it's just like, it'd go so fast.
It would.
You'd have just like, you know, but I don't know. It's just, I'm just trying to think of like, because the way it is now, it's like, yeah, they're all in pads and, you know, but it's like nobody's really trying to hurt anybody. No,
they were like chest bumping and running each other out of bounds.
Yeah, and it's like, but and like, I get that because
I get it too.
I'm not getting fucking getting injured at the Pro Bowl is like the guys who get injured celebrating.
Right.
Which, hey, don't get me wrong, I love seeing that shit. I love seeing that shit because it's like nothing's better than like some lineman who jumped up and then landed is like, oh no, my knee's gone for the year.
He's fucked up.
Because he celebrated some meaningless sack during garbage time.
Right. No, that's real shit because that shit happens all the fucking time.
But it's like, and I get that they don't want to do that. And these are, you know, these are the best of the best. So obviously they're going to be smart enough not to do that. But I don't know. I'm just like spitballing here and like ways to make it, you know.
No, fun. And it sounds good though. I'm not joking.
But I'm an advocate of if on the kickoff you make it through the uprights, the other team has to start on the 10.
Yes.
Because I mean, like.
That's cool. Why not? I'm really thinking video game shit now. Like you have like hot spots instead of having like the NFL logo, or you can have the NFL logo but make it like a super bright color. So if you catch the ball here, you'll get an extra 5 yards. Or something.
Or no, like you know,
I don't know.
Or like yeah, or have like player bonuses. So like if you have like you know more than 100 yards, you get an extra you know $10,000 or something like that. Or, you know, if you make a trick catch or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, every play in the Pro Bowl should be a fucking trick play.
It should be, right.
Like, coaches should just, like, if I was a coach, I would be like, tell me every ridiculous play you want to run.
Yeah.
And let's try it.
Right, the shit that would never work in game time.
Yeah.
Let's just fucking play. Let's have play fun.
Just do crazy stuff. Like.
But. Until they start tackling, though, it's not going to be football. So
yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know what a Statue of Liberty play is, but I feel like that should be a part of the Pro Bowl, every Pro Bowl.
that's funny as shit. I'm going to Google it.
My only context of ever like seeing a Statue of Liberty play has been in cartoons, and almost always involves somebody dressing as the Statue of Liberty, and I feel like that is not actually part of it.
I mean, it might be though. No. All right. Really? It's just a fucking handoff, bro?
It's an option.
It's an option? That's all it is?
It's a trick play
Fucking... Oh, wow.
It's a trick play in which the ball carrier takes the ball from the quarterback who is poised to make it a forward pass. So, yeah, it's basically like it's a handoff.
Yeah. It's a bit... Oh, fuck! I can't believe I wasted 10 seconds of my life looking that shit
but
up.
But still, hey, now we know. Now we know what a statue... Hey, in 1912 or whenever that was invented, that was probably like revolutionary.
No, that's real shit.
Like, you know, somebody had to think of the forward pass.
No, that's true. That's true.
Teddy Roosevelt, TR.
TR, baby.
What if we could throw the ball forward?
What? What a concept. What a concept.
What a concept.
Oh, man. But yes, I'm gonna move it a little forward on keeping on sports, duh, because this is Minority Sports Report.
We've talked far too much about the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, we did. We really did. We really I can't believe we extrapolated about 10, 15 minutes of fucking Pro Bowl talk. Oh, there was some NFL in there. I mean, NHL.
That's true. We did talk about the All-Star game. So. Take that, Gary Bettman.
Yeah. Is that the commissioner?
That's the commissioner of the NHL. Okay. The best commissioner in sports.
Woo!
I'm being facetious.
Facetious?
But
yeah.
Yes, continuing on to another aspect of sports.
No, seriously. The XFL.
He hate me.
That shit is so dope, bro. See, like, our younger listeners, if there are any, you won't understand the nostalgia that we have.
He was the only guy to make it into the NFL afterwards.
Nah. A couple guys did. He did. Tommy Maddox.
Oh, yeah, Tommy Maddox did.
Fucking, damn, I looked this shit up the other day, man. It was a few, it wasn't a lot, but it was more than I remembered, honestly. Yeah. Reading it, I was like, oh shit, that's right. He did play in that shit. But anywho, it's poised to make a return in 2020.
Details are pretty sketchy.
So basically, Vince McMahon, he's going to own 100% of the teams. It's basically Trump's version of football is what's going to happen.
I guess.
Which
is not the XFL.
Nope. From what I understand, it's like players can't have a criminal record. You know, basically all the shit that these pussies are whining about.
Johnny Manziel can't play in the XFL.
That's what I'm saying, dog. But no, he's a white Christian. They're going to make us an exception for that, I promise.
Or just hire Tebow.
Ooh, Timothy Tebow.
Timothy he's gonna be like Richard Tebow.
45 years old. No.
But it's okay. He'll still be playing baseball in minor. Why is he doing that?
Oh, because God wants him to.
Whatever. It's stupid. You have a job with ESPN.
No. He's a sporter.
Whatever.
Julian.
Whatever. We're off topic.
I know. But we're kind of on topic though. So yeah, it's basically like I watched the video and basically it's just echoing all the bullshit that Trump said, you know, just to get those dummies all riled up, the people who don't understand.
They
will stand for the anthem and blah, blah, blah. Fuck all that bullshit. So I was sold, but I'm not sold because I don't want to see that kind of version of football.
It's Attitude Era WWF versus WWE now.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, whatever, bro. I mean, I'll watch it a couple times, but I'm not buying shit from it.
Hashtag not my XFL.
Hashtag not my XFL, baby. Ooh. Ooh. Yo, if we get that trending, dog, that'll be fucking insane. Hashtag not my XFL.
No criminals. Hashtag not my XFL.
Nope. Fuck that noise, baby. But yeah, it'll be interesting because the original XFL launched in 2001. It aired on NBC for one season. It had phenomenal ratings for like the first two games. And then people were like, oh, shit.
These are bad football players.
Yeah, the peewees play better than these dudes do. So,
well, the college at least.
Even some high schoolers. Like, yeah. It was awful. It was really shitty football.
Yeah, I remember like talking to my dad and being like, "Dad, this isn't good," and he was like, "Yeah, it's pretty bad football."
Yeah,
which tends to be the problem with all the football leagues.
Yeah, because
that aren't the NFL.
It's because they don't. Vince is doing it right this time. He's building a foundation. You have to have a foundation, you know. Again, there was a
there's not enough football players to go around.
There is, though, not NFL caliber.
Yeah, but I mean that. I guess.
But like, if you get a bunch of mediocre niggas together, it's gonna look decent,
I guess.
If they got practice, but there's a really good 30 for 30 about the XFL.
Oh yeah, this was the XFL.
Yeah, this was the XFL.
Yeah, no,
it's really good.
You recommend it.
Definitely check that shit out.
The UFL documentary. If we're
I forgot about that one. I haven't watched it yet.
Small Potatoes. I would highly recommend. Donald Trump's in it.
Donald.
If you had just let him buy the Buffalo Bills, none of this would be happening.
Yeah, but they didn't want to deal with him.
Yeah, but whatever. I'm just saying.
I know.
If they had let that happen, this wouldn't be happening.
No,
we wouldn't
shit.
Be in this situation.
That's real shit. If y'all don't know, Trump's been
he wanted to buy an NFL team so bad
for so long, and he tried a few times.
Yeah, and he had a legit offer to get the Bills, but they sold it to whoever owns the Bills now. But
and then he's got a grudge against those guys.
Now he's president of the United States.
Woo! So. And fuck those son of a bitches. We'll fucking fire them. Fuck him,
man.
Anyways, this is not a political podcast.
Whatever.
All right, if we alienated you, fuck you. I don't give a shit. If I alienated you over the Trump shit, I don't give a fuck because I don't need
you.
Yeah,
the other stuff we can talk about the other stuff.
Yeah, but anywho. Getting back to that XFL documentary, it's just pretty crazy, man. Check it out.
Yeah, highly recommended from both of us.
We are 2 years away from seeing what's going to happen with that. On to the next motherfucking topic, which is one of my favorites, esports. Actually,
yeah, this is becoming you're becoming our like new esports like guy.
Yeah, well, not really, just Overwatch personally. Yeah,
but I mean, like you're watching games and or watching matches.
It's so weird because I used to talk shit. I'm like, why would you watch someone else play the game when you can just play it yourself?
Well, I mean,
now I'm doing it because I can root for Boston.
Because A, you know they're gonna do better than you.
That's not necessarily true, bro. That's not necessarily true. There are a few teams where I know me and my niggas could mop the floor with these dudes, bro. Not even kidding. It's weird watching some of these guys play. I'm like, you suck.
Well, it's because the you know.
But that's neither here nor there because I'm not dedicating my life to competitive gaming.
John, anywho, you should dedicate your life to competitive games.
I've heard, so many people have told me that shit. It's not even funny. I almost did. I'm not going to do it because I talked about it too much. Far Cry 2. Just go back like 7 episodes and you'll hear all about it. esports, man.
Tell us, the Overwatch League has just started the new season. Already some upsets.
Yeah. The Boston Uprising team, which is owned by the Kraft Group, which is the same group of people that own the Patriots, so you know these motherfuckers is poised for excellence at some point, have just hit 3-3. They're 500 on the season. Their win actually came, one of their
Stopping
wins.
By TB12 clinics.
One of the wins came over the London Spitfire. It's an all Korean team.
Yeah, no, I mean,
it's pretty nuts that they beat them. And it was fucking awesome.
They were, what is it, Spitfire and
Seoul.
Seoul, and then what was the New York team?
The Excelsior.
Excelsior, yeah. Because
those were the only
three
straight Korean teams.
And they were all like dominating.
All three undefeated up until this week. But man, Boston been whipping London's ass since 1776, baby.
Oh, that's a historical joke.
Oh, snap.
But it's very interesting, man. I'm definitely finding myself looking forward to watching Overwatch matches. Fuck, man. I watch the teams that I don't give a fuck about because you got to know your competition, and it's just fun. And I honestly steal shit from these guys and implement them into my gameplay, and it's fucking effective. And then at the same time, I'm like, how are these guys doing this? They're getting paid to play this game. That's a rookie move. Anywho.
Yeah.
I love Overwatch League. We actually have Skame. He called in. I spoke to him for a little bit. We're actually going to take a listen to that because my nigga went to an e-sports tournament.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear
officially
about that.
Officially E-League tournament.
So I'm looking forward to listening to that.
So yeah, check it out, yo. It's me and Skame talking about his shit.
Yo, yo, yo. What's going on, people?
Oh shit, it's Skame. What up, nigga?
Chilling, Doug. What's going on?
Crack-a-lacking, you know, ain't shit, though. Just doing a damn thing.
Yeah. Just finished watching that E-League Boston Major Tournament. Pretty crazy.
What you mean you just finished watching it?
Yeah, man. So, had tickets to the event. Turns out, you can't bring a bag to the event, but that was our own fault. But it doesn't make sense to give out bags that people can bring back and then not allow other bags.
Yeah.
But that's a whole nother issue.
Boo! Those bastards fucked up our first on-location recording. Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck a bag policy. But what can you do?
Right. So yeah, man, how was it?
Yeah, but other than that, man, the tournament was fucking cool. I wasn't a real believer in esports. I am now. Seriously, though. Like, honestly, I didn't know who to root for because this shit's brand new to me. But after watching that shit, like, you get into that shit. Like, the crowd was chanting. Like, the finals we just watched, it was a team from the U.S. versus, an all-European team who was supposed to be, like, the best dudes in the whole thing, all on one team. And the USA team was the underdogs, and they fucking came back and won that shit in double overtime.
Oh, damn.
The crowd was going crazy, chanting USA, like, chanting the players' names and shit. Like, yo, the shit was ill. It was a lot of fun.
That's fucking legit.
Yeah.
I can attest to that. I haven't been to an Overwatch League match live, but holy shit, it's pretty intense, man. Esports is real. People
cheering after every kill, like, it was... I would compare it to, like, watching NBA action. Like, you get that downtime in between, but somebody makes a nice shot, and everybody goes crazy. Same thing in this shit. Somebody gets a crazy headshot from, like, jumping or just around a crazy corner, and then everybody goes nuts and goes wild. It's pretty intense, man. It was crazy.
No, that's fucking cool, man. That sounds dope. I actually can't wait to go to a tournament myself. What game was it again?
This was Counter-Strike Go. Global Offense, I should say. Counter-Strike Global Offensive, but it's called CSGO for short.
CSGO. Yeah. That shit's fucking awesome, man. It was exclusively CSGO? Was there, like, other, like, smaller shit going on? Or anything like that?
Yeah, well, this was exclusively CSGO.
Okay.
They do other games. They do, Rocket League. They do... shit, what were the other games? I think it was Rocket League. Something else. I can't remember what other game. But main one is Counter-Strike, because Counter-Strike's one of the biggest first-person shooters out there. For PC, anyway.
Right. Nah, shit. That's fucking... So, walk me through it. So, like, when you guys first got there, like, obviously you had to go through security and shit, but, like, did you just walk into a giant arena and sit down and, like, find a seat and watch some big screens, or, like, how did that go?
Well, yeah, so you walk in, it being the E-League, they make it all fancy. They give you this fancy RFID badge that you gotta tap to enter and tap to exit, and you tap it at, like, a certain desk, and they give you, like, a gift bag. We ended up getting a free portable charger. We got a fidget spinner.
Yo, those things are fucking...
No, we got a hat. We got a couple little things, a pin. It was pretty basic stuff that they give out, those kind of things. But yeah, basically a general admission. You go in, find a seat, and sit there, move around, do whatever you want to do. A lot of people got up between matches and shit and walked around, but we kind of held tight in our seats for the whole thing. But yeah, basically, you just sit there, watch the big screens. They got four giant screens, so you pretty much got a good view no matter where you're sitting.
Nice.
Then they had the stage. If you see the pictures online, they had the stage at both teams on each side. Had the desk set up there. It was a cool thing. A lot of lights, crazy light show. They had the fog going, so you can see the lights even better. The final, ooh, they had pyro going off. Like, they put a lot of money into the production on it. That was pretty cool.
Holy shit!
Team introductions and everything. Like, it was cool.
Damn, that's fucking legit.
Yeah, I was impressed by how well produced it was. I was expecting just like game tournament with one giant screen. You know, mad basic about it, but they put a lot of shit, a lot of time into it. It was nice.
Man, it's come a long way.
Yeah, man, legit sporting event.
Yeah, yeah. See, and that's what's like. That's so cool to me because I love video games and I love sports. And as long as this shit keeps going, bro, it's gonna be fucking. It's just gonna keep growing. There's gonna be more tournaments, more games, more people, old and young, participating.
It's just gonna keep growing.
Yeah, dog. That's fucking
awesome
as fuck.
Yeah, man, it was good, man. I definitely recommend it. If there's an event going on around you guys, definitely check it out. Overwatch, I think, is exclusively to LA, but E-League travels around. They go all over the place, so you can definitely be able to check something out.
Yeah, the Overwatch shit is based in LA. A lot of these game conventions as well also have smaller tournaments going on. So if you can go to like a PAX convention, they have a few East Coast. They have one in Texas now. They got one in Seattle. The original one was out in Seattle. Because when we went a few years ago, I mean, you guys still go to PAX Boston. I haven't been to one in a while.
We kind of had to give up on that, but yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I remember going to the first PAX that we went to in Boston, the first PAX Boston, period, and seeing a fucking 16-on-16 steel battalion tournament. That shit was fucking crazy. And for those of you guys who don't know what Steel Battalion is, it is a game that came out on the Xbox, and it is a simulation game for mech. The controller has like 60 buttons on it, and it looks like a fucking cockpit. You die in that game, you have to start all over, build your mech up from scratch. And it was pretty intense watching 16 people go head to head. So I can only imagine just with thousands of people screaming and cheering and just, yeah, that's fucking cool, man. I'm happy, bro. Video games made it mainstream, baby.
Yeah, and like I said, E-League does a lot of different games, and I just looked it up. They do Injustice 2. Ooh. They do Rocket League, which is that race car soccer game. I believe they do. Yep, they do Street Fighter 5. So there's a bunch of games that they do. So if there's something around, check it out. It's definitely worth watching, especially if you love games.
If you love games and you love camaraderie and you just want to see some people who are better than you at doing something that you enjoy doing, definitely check out an esports tournament. Fuck, you don't even have to go to... I mean, going to one in person is awesome, but I've been watching, again, not to get back on the Overwatch, that's the only shit that I watch in terms of competitive gaming. And watching that shit, I'm watching it every week. It's something that I look forward to. It's so fucking cool. Especially with football coming to an end.
And it's serious too, man. I watched a grown man cry over winning a video game tournament.
See, yeah, OC.
and losing for the other side.
Word, dog. That's some real shit. There's crying in video games. There's crying in esports. I guess there's crying in sports.
Especially when there's a lot of money on the line.
Oh, yeah. What was the prize pool on that? Do you know?
Well, I don't know. When I looked it up before the event online, it said $1 million. There was a lot of lead up to the tournament, so I don't know if that's spaced out over time. But while we were watching the final, they said $10,000 a piece per player. So
wow.
I'm not sure what the exact pot was.
Wow.
So maybe it was $1 million over the bunch of events that they had leading up to the final.
Damn, that's fucking crazy. That's what I see.
Yeah, but still. $10,000 over a weekend. It's not bad.
No,
Three days work. No,
that's not bad at all. But you do have to
put in... And it's not even work. You're playing fucking video games.
No, but you do have to put in work, though, because you can't be the best by just haphazardly playing whenever you feel like it. You know, you really do have to dedicate some time.
When we were there, they did, you know how they do... well, you don't know how you've never been to one, but, you know, sports, they do player bios and shit like that.
Yeah.
In between halves or whatever it is, they kind of did one for this, and one dude said that the internet at his place sucked, so he would go to an e-cafe every day, go there first thing in the morning and be there until it closed at like midnight.
Wow. See, that's dedication. Holy shit.
That's
fucking
crazy. Pretty intense.
That is pretty intense, man.
And it's not like you're playing multiple games. You're playing the same shit over and over again.
Right, right. This, yeah, exactly. Just honing your skill in that one particular area. And that's why those niggas be making money over a weekend.
And there's definitely a lot of money to be made now.
And again, it's like, yo, those, the winners won 10 G's. The losers get stuff too. It's not $10,000, but they get paid too. So like, there's money to be had.
Definitely.
Money to be
they
had.
They still got all that sponsor money and stuff like that too.
Yeah, so
guarantee they're all Twitch streamers, so they get that income coming in.
For all of our listeners who have kids or adults in their lives that play video games, and if they're really good, encourage them, because you never know. They might just walk out, walk home with a $10,000 check.
Make a career out of it.
Or make a career out of it. I don't know if I can dedicate that much time to it, but holy crap, watching some of these dudes on Overwatch, I'm like, me and my boys, we definitely play better than these guys do.
Like I was watching some of them, they're like, 16 kill streak, like 8 deaths. I was like, yo, that's like me. I can do that.
Yeah, for real. If, seriously.
I could be a support guy on a pro team. No pro.
Hell yeah. Well, now we definitely appreciate you going out there to check that shit out for us.
No problem, man. My pleasure. I had a blast.
What's your Twitter shit? Is that @Game77 now?
No. Changed it.
Oh, 44.
Let me change it. @Game44.
@Game44. And then
Nemesis_Supreme and 44 on Instagram.
Ooh, Nemesis_Supreme 44. We finally got it. It only took us 3 weeks, y'all.
Yeah, good luck trying to get it because it's long as shit.
Yeah, we don't smoke weed. No, sir. But yeah, dog. Well, we appreciate it, man. And we look forward to having you talk some shit with us next week, man. It's going to be fun.
No problem, man. Got some hockey. Not sure about MMA. Got to look that up. Probably some kickboxing, some NASCAR coming up in the future. So keep a lookout.
Death. All right, y'all, that was Scam. Again, follow him on the Twitters @Scam77 and or Instagram @Nemesis_Supreme.
44.
I said 77 again, didn't I?
No, you got it. I'm pretty sure you got it.
I'm such a bad boss. I don't even know niggas fucking... It's ridiculous.
It's all right. I forgot my own Instagram for 2 weeks.
All right. Word, brother. You have a good one. We'll holler at you later.
All right, man. You too. Later.
So yeah, that shit was cool.
Nicely done.
He actually texted me. Is that a word, texted? I don't want to sound like a retard. All right. So he actually
is now.
Fuck it, right?
Yeah.
So he sent me a text message saying, yo, we just got kicked out. And I was like, what the fuck you mean you got kicked out? Shit was so funny. But yeah, it's always fun. Thank you again, Skeem.
Post 9/11 world.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, so I guess
post Boston Marathon world.
They gave out drawstring bags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just one of those things.
But keeping it really quick on esports, and we're gonna wrap it up right after this and move it forward. Madden 18 is gonna be exclusively shown on Disney XD via ESPN. They just signed a deal to start doing esports, guys. ESPN, the worldwide leader in sports entertainment and sporting news.
And Disney XD.
And Disney XD, who owns ESPN, if you didn't know that, that's their fucking parent company.
Disney XD is the number one purveyor of Spider-Man cartoons right now.
Oh man, Disney owns ESPN, ABC, and a few other shits.
It's a little company called Disney.
But yeah, they're gonna do Madden 18 esports, man.
That's really cool.
It is crazy, man. So like, you know, shit is getting real when the fucking big boy companies, media players of the world, are focusing their attention on it. Shit's real. Not much news on that because I only read the headline. So. See you later on that, because I don't fucking like Madden anyways.
Yeah, all you Madden heads, tell us how important this is to you, if you're excited to watch.
Actually,
this stuff.
For sure.
If you're if you play Madden, let us know. Like, tell us if you're excited, if you're gonna watch, if this is gonna make you tune into Disney XD for something besides the new DuckTales cartoon, which is legit good.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a new one. That's fucking crazy.
There's a new one. It's
DuckTales.
Good. Danny Pudi. Danny Pudi is Huey.
DuckTales. Woo. Ah. Fuck it. That's how we're closing the podcast. With DuckTales, potentially.
Danger lurks behind you, and there's a stranger out to find you.
Man, I haven't fucking thought about that in so goddamn long. Holy shit. I'm about to turn 32, fam. Family, I'm about to turn 32. That shit aired when I was like 12. I was younger than that.
We were way younger than that.
We were
like 4 or 5 when that shit was like on the TV.
Fuck.
Disney Afternoon, that was early 90s.
Man. Oh, shit.
Some gummy bears, some Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Wow. All right, man. I lost track so hard going down memory lane. It's funny, I was on that lane, but I lost track. Just kidding. Ronda Rousey, the former UFC Women's Champion, I think bantamweight. I don't fucking remember. Yeah. She is now a full-time pro wrestler.
For the WWE,
because honestly, in my opinion, congratulations to her.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking dope.
I'm excited because... First of all, this means that people can stop being like, Ronda Rousey needs to play blank superhero, because I'm like, Ronda Rousey cannot act.
No, she's awful at it.
So she's a good fighter, and she'll learn to act better through pro wrestling, and maybe then she can start playing like
people. Yeah, cut your chops.
But Ronda Rousey is not a good actress.
No.
And for a while, everybody was like, oh, she needs to play Captain Marvel. She needs to play Carol Danvers. I was like, she looks the part, but she is a bad actress, and Marvel will not do that.
No, nope. But
that's why I'm excited about it, because we can finally put that shit aside.
Put that away. I'm just like, thank God she's finally doing something, because... It was cool to see her win, but like as soon as she started losing, she turned into a sore loser, bro. She's a sore fucking loser. I don't care if you're a Ronda Rousey fan or not. She's a sore fucking loser.
She got like rocked too. Yeah, it wasn't like she lost by decision. She was like,
I'm just like Ronda. The shit that I saw over the years was, tough guy, talking all types of shit because you was winning. And then the minute you face some adversity and loss, you just fall off the face of the earth.
Isn't that how it happens with like fighters though? There's just like a drop where it's just like they just can't do it anymore.
Well, yeah, but they're still in the public eye. She just completely disappeared. You know what I'm saying? And she dealt with depression and all that shit. And I get it, bro. But you can't be talking all that shit when you're on top, and then when you're on bottom, just be like, life is awful. Nah, man, there's ups and downs, you know. So that's just my little rant on her. But again, good for her, because WWE is going to pay her way more than she's going to get paid in the fucking UFC.
And that's going to raise their profile.
Oh,
too,
absolutely.
Because that's a legit star back in there.
And like you said, man, like working on those promos and shit through wrestling and like mic control and all that shit, like if she has it in her, they'll pull it out of her.
She's a heel. She'll be a great heel.
Yeah, she would be, man. Oh, she would be fucking great.
She should do a heel turn.
And that's where I think she could excel, and you know, because she's like I was just saying, she's tough guy.
Yeah,
talking all that shit when she was winning. So I feel
she'd be like the new China.
Yeah,
it'll only
but sexy.
Us.
Yeah, yes, we are on the same page, my friend.
rest in peace, Jody.
Oh yeah, that's right. She did die. We weren't doing. Man, there is so many sporting things we missed when we weren't doing this when we were on hiatus. Yeah. Holy crap! I totally forgot about her. Damn, rest in peace.
Yeah,
it's provided me with a lot of entertainment in my youth.
Yeah, I mean,
clitoris I've ever seen.
Oh, it was gross.
It was huge. It
looked like
huge.
Looked like a tiny dick.
Yeah, it was huge. It was like, whoa,
shit,
Jesus! I had to say it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I know.
I'm sorry. Like I had to.
There was a part of me that was like, we shouldn't. But I was like, well,
no,
whatever.
No, because that was like the third thing that popped into my mind. It was like, oh yeah, she died. Yo. I used to love watching her fuck people up in wrestling. God, her clit was huge. And I was like, that was my train of thought. Because she did that shit when we were, we weren't of age.
No,
we were close enough.
But it was just like, it was exciting because it was somebody you knew.
Right, right.
They were naked.
Oh, man. Man, 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 man.
But then it was like, oh, I didn't need to see that. That was one of those times where I was like, I regretted what I wanted.
Never meet your heroes, especially naked. Oh man. But yeah, that shit was pretty, pretty crazy.
Now we're going to a very
Yeah. I mean, it feels kind of weird coming off of that.
What we were just talking about.
Yeah. Man, this is an awful transition. I'm sorry. I apologize. This is tasteless as fuck.
That was kind of what I was like. I was like, maybe.
I don't give a fuck, man. It happened. It happened.
We're moving into a.
A very, 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 very serious.
Very serious, very big story. And we haven't talked about it Basically, because John and I basically wanted to wait till the thing played out.
Yeah, let shit play out, see what happened. I mean, we knew shit was going down, but we just didn't know how it was going down.
But yeah, the U.S. Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar scandal. And
fucking just, bitch-ass nigga. Sorry.
No, I mean, I agree. It's, you know, this awful story, and it's just emblematic of... like the kind of, you know, the kind of horror that people go through, you know.
So yeah, if you don't know what's happening, yeah, I mean, you probably do.
Unless you're like, I don't know.
basically, a doctor from for the USA gymnastics team and Michigan State University.
Yeah, but it was like through there. Like he was, I think he worked there. He worked at Michigan State, but he was like the team doctor for the U.S. gymnastics.
Yeah. Basically, for like 30 years, he's been molesting women.
Yeah.
Little girls.
Well, yeah. And under the guise of medical care, he would like.
It's gross. Yeah. It's fucking disgusting. You can read it because I don't want to talk about that part. Yeah.
But he.
Because it's fucking sickening. It's yeah, fucking sick.
Yeah, but he got sentenced to 40 to what? 40 to
75?
40 to 75 years in prison.
After, I mean, that's his second sentencing.
Oh, yeah, because he's got to do his federal.
Yeah, the federal time, which is, he's done.
Yeah, so good. Thankfully, he'll die in jail, as he should.
Yeah, fucking scumbag.
But it's, you know, These girls, these women came forward. They're so...
Over 100 women.
Over 100.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that...
150. What?
Speaking of that, this bitch-ass motherfucker had the nerve
to... Oh, shit.
I don't want to sit in the room while I hear them talk about it because it's going to be too emotional. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
He also, like, wrote a note to the judge talking about how... like the federal judge was really mean to him because, like, you know,
fuck you.
Like, she didn't understand the situation. And it's just like, he's just like this narcissistic, like, fucking dick. He's bag.
A fucking predator. That's yeah. How they are.
Yeah. It's fucking sociopath, like, bullshit. And I don't know. It's amazing that, like, I don't know. And there's just more dominoes keep falling. The president of Michigan State University has resigned.
Oh yeah, they tried everybody's going, dude. Everybody's going.
The entire board of the USA Gymnastics, the entire board resigned.
It's fucked up. They closed the training facility where all the shit happened.
Yeah. Oh, and the coach of the training facility retired right after like three girls were like, yeah, he molested me too.
Are you serious? Yeah. I can't even talk to you.
But yeah, it's
I didn't even know about that. That's fucked up.
So there's all sorts of stuff happening, and it's just like
it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah,
man.
And it's like, you know, you're seeing, you know, Simone Biles says it happened to her.
Simone, all the girls that we were rooting for.
Yeah, that 4 years ago.
It's fucking disgusting.
2 years ago, yeah. You know,
Gabby Douglas.
Just like.
And those bitches are nice, dog. Like, yeah. I honestly felt like. I remember the first time I cared about the Olympics. I was in like the fifth grade or something like that. And it's like when Dominique Dawes and Michelle Kwan were like the shit, and I remember being like, yo, these are like legitimate heroes, you know?
Yeah, no, and it's
in like, a certain way. So like, I feel like hearing this shit, like I'm taking it personally.
Yeah, it was really disturbing to me because it's like I'm not like a gymnastics guy or anything. But it's something I always enjoy in the Summer Olympics. I always think it's so cool to see what they can do. And just like see like people
it's
doing
fucking amazing.
Like, you know, just like a standing flip or like, you know, rotate their bodies in such
a way.
Not
just the Americans, the whole world. It's amazing.
And,
it's amazing.
And, you know, I like watching male gymnastics a lot too.
Absolutely.
Fucking rings is so
because those niggas
cool.
Jump higher.
Oh, yeah.
Like
no.
It's fucking
and
crazy.
The rings, like just the rings. It's just like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's amazing. So I'm with you, bro. I'm not a gymnastics guy, but you know, every four years,
I care a lot about gymnastics for 2 weeks.
A lot.
And it's like, you know, these are people I rooted for, and these are people I watched on TV, and then they're coming forward to me like this guy, you know,
fucking did awful shit to me.
So let's hope we never speak of Larry Nassar ever again.
Fucking yeah, dog. Him and we weren't doing the were we doing the podcast during the Sandusky shit?
Maybe.
I don't remember. So, but and,
yeah, let's never speak their names again.
Ever again. Yeah. Fuck these dudes, man. I'm glad he's
all the power to the ladies out there who came forward.
Absolutely.
Who told strong their story. Women. You know, that's
strong. And that's real shit. That takes a lot of courage. I couldn't imagine. Like, you know, you go to sleep and you have nightmares and shit, and you wake up and it's like, oh, thank God, it's over. I can't imagine walking into my nightmare in real life, you know what I'm saying? And then talking about my nightmare in front of the whole world, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit's hard, bro.
Yeah, and it's just, you know.
And I'm glad they got their fucking just due.
Yeah, like, it's just, I don't know, it's part of the trend.
And it's about damn time.
Yeah.
It really is.
Time's up.
Hashtag time's up.
Time's up.
So. The other portion about this on the legal side, it's crazy what's going down. So there's so many the NCAA is investigating, the government's investigating. There's so much shit going on.
Yeah, we're not done talking about the story. This is not going away. That asshole.
Yeah, fuck him. We might bring up.
We're gonna be bringing. Yeah, I mean, but like, we'll keep you updated on.
It's crazy, man.
I mean, like Michigan State, they're gonna have to, because it's coming out that. Yeah, and like it's coming out the NCAA president had heard reports as early as 2012.
Yeah, did nothing.
Did nothing, and you know, this is not the end.
The lead investigator said, we're going to find out about everything. We're going to find out who knew, when they knew, what they did, what they didn't do, and who didn't know. And it's going down. It's going down. Like a lot of people, this is just the beginning. A lot of people's heads are about to get chopped off for good fucking reason. Honestly, I can't wait for them to get off the streets, man. Cause we don't need, I think a predator's worse because they're actually doing it. But as an enabler, you're equally as guilty.
Oh yeah, no.
You're equally as guilty.
You're basically not doing anything.
Basically. Oh, I don't care. Go ahead, fucking rape those girls.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit.
You know,
or molest those kids. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like you know, I don't know. I get it. You don't want to ruin somebody's life, but. You know, if multiple people are coming forwards, maybe to have an investigation.
Yeah, because that person's ruining multiple people's lives. Not
not the other way around.
So yeah, dude, I can't wait to see. I mean,
because if the accuser's lying and there's a proper investigation, that accuser is going to be found out.
Right. Exactly.
It happened at Duke.
Yeah. Exactly. It did. It really did.
And you know those guys didn't do anything.
Yeah, and it came out.
And it came out, and, you know.
That's what happens, you know. We're not talking about that. That's not what we're trying to say. We're trying to say is these predators and the enablers of these predators will be found out. If you're innocent, go through the due process. It's going to suck for a little while. Yeah, you may not get tarnished, but guess what? In the end, you're good, you know. I can't wait for every single person who was involved in this on the negative side to go fucking down. I can't wait. It's going to be fucking great because...
Yeah, they're already falling.
Yeah. It's going to be like fucking dominoes, bro.
So
this is... it's crazy shit.
It's crazy shit. But, you know, there are real heroes in this
absolutely.
This story. And
that's what I was getting at when I was talking about heroes earlier. These women are heroes. These are people that you should be looking up to.
Yeah.
Real courage.
You know, and I don't know what this is going to mean for USA Gymnastics. Like this,
they're fucking. Who cares a fuck about USA Gymnastics right now?
No, I'm just saying. You know, like they'll rebuild, but it's just like they've got to.
It's going to be rough.
It's going to be rough. It's going to be.
But this is what happens. This is what needs to happen. Shit needs to collapse, and you got to rebuild it in a better way.
Yeah, apparently the USA board was like, oh, we're not going to resign. And then, like, they were like, we can make this really ugly. And then they all resigned at once.
Yeah, because.
There's a good Vox article that explains everything if you're looking for just a rundown of the
That's
detail.
V as in Victor, O as in ox, and X as in xylophone. Because I just did that.
Or X-ray.
Fine.
but
check it out.
Check it out.
Inform yourself.
And just, you know, make, I don't know.
Everybody's going down.
See something, say something, right?
Yeah.
Or suspect something?
I don't know, man, because it's like, you know, it's like, yeah, neighborhood watch, you know. Be nosy, but mind your goddamn business, you know what I'm saying? If someone's reaching out to you for help, don't fucking dismiss it.
Yeah, that's better.
You know, that's...
Just listen.
Yeah.
And believe them.
Seriously, like, that's all you got to do. Because, again, if they're lying, they will be found out. And if they're not lying, you just fucking did something awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
You just, yeah. So just listen and believe.
And we're going to...
Hey, you know...
Don't, listen.
Don't take our word for it.
Yeah, listen and believe, and listen to the podcast all the time, because we love you guys.
Don't necessarily believe the podcast all the time.
I mean, yeah, we try to hit you with facts, but you know, a lot of it's opinion. A lot of it's opinion. That's why you listen.
Yeah,
because you like hearing what we have to say, and we like that you guys listen. I hate hearing you laugh. See? Ugh.
Yeah, it's great.
We love you guys. Follow us on Twitter at TMSR. Excuse me. Search us on Twitter at TMSR. We're actually TMS Reports on Twitter. I'm at The Beatnik.
I'm at Julian C. Mitchell.
Yeah, y'all. Just going to leave you with that. There's no music going out because this is some serious shit, and y'all just think about that.